Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, is the Hebrew Bible, and the Quran. Please support the ministries by shopping at the church store, goodhouse1968.space. The funds and proceeds go to the purchase of Bibles and Qurans for the Bible students. So if you need a Bible or Quran, email me with your name and address and tell me which one. At goodhouse1968@gmail.com. That again is goodhouse1968@gmail.com. All right, let me open with a word of prayer. Good, I petition that you let not the brothers and sisters stray off for the unbelievers' way of life or those of the wicked, the evil. I pray that we be strengthened up by you, that we can know how evil will strike and how long it will prolong its attacks. I pray that you strengthen us up to be able to withstand the duration of those attacks, but yet stay on the narrow road that leads to everlasting life, not straying to the left or to the right, but only observing your commandments, Jehovah, being strengthened by you and watched over and guided by you, with our footsteps being guided by you. I pray this in the name of Yeshua or Josiah or Jesus Christ. Amen, shalom, shalom, amen. All right. Well, we're going to start out in the Quran, and it goes to say, if Allah helps you, none can overcome you. And if he forsakes you, who is there after him who can help you? After that, in Allah, then let believers put their trust. So there is no deliverer after God. God is the only deliverer there is. He sends deliverers to deliver us, but yet God is the only deliverer. There is no seeking comfort in evil, because evil will not comfort you. It doesn't even comfort its own. They have to comfort themselves. So remember this, that God is the only deliverer, salvation, and savior. It is not for a prophet to be ever false to his trust in the matters of the booty of war. If any person is so false on the day of judgment, he shall restore what he falsified, which means that judgment will go against him, and he will only know and be encompassed by his falsehood, which he used to deceive as evil did, or do as his master evil wanted him to do, to deceive others and to turn them away from being believers into unbelievers, or accepting the sides of unbelievers, even though they know the truth. Then every soul shall receive its due, whatever it earned, and none shall be dealt with unjustly. So on judgment day, the reward is heavenly joys, heavenly bliss, garden bliss for those, or everlasting life. For those who did righteousness, for those who kept their trust in God, who kept their belief in God and their faith in God, those will receive what they reap, what they sow, or good or righteousness being done to them for time indefinite. There are the varying, is the man who follows the good pleasures of Allah like the man who draws on himself the anger of Allah? There are two different kinds of people. One who increases the anger of God, and another who increases the anger of the devil, which is the righteous or the good action ones. He cannot stand good. It goes to say, it's the man who follows the good pleasure of Allah like the man who draws on himself the anger of Allah, and whose home is hell. His destination, the evil man, is hell. And a woeful place to live, an awful place when you have to return from where you came. And you don't know where you came from. So you could be just dropped right in the woods or on a mountain or in the waters or anywhere, but you're back where you came from, and the conditions are presently unknown by you or anyone. These unseen things Allah keeps to himself. They are varying graves in the sight of Allah, and Allah is all-seeing all that they do. So Allah, or God, is all-seeing over the things that the evil does, the unbeliever does. It says, indeed, Allah did grant a great favor on the believers, On people who believe, God grants favors and benefits. When he sent among them a messenger from among themselves, his word coming to you is a blessing and a benefit, because it teaches us to fish. We're fishers of mankind, to call to conversion from evil actions to good actions, reciting to them the signs of Allah or the scriptures, and purifying them, anointing them in oil, and getting them to pray and praying with them, instructing them in the holy book or the Bible or the Quran and wisdom, teaching them and helping them to understand the meaning of the scriptures, and that they should pray for the understanding as well. While before that they had been in manifest error, so before they had been in grave danger and caution, and they came from that state of unbeliever or unbelieving, not putting their trust in the Creator. What when a single misfortune strikes you, or misfortune strikes, although you have struck your enemies with one twice as great, you say, from where has this come to us? Say to them, it is from yourselves, for Allah is able to do all things. So don't blame God for the misfortunes of you whenever an evil comes for. Remember, Satan or evil is out there doing evil in order to cause you to become an unbeliever, even though you may know the truth, or to cause you not to accept or put your trust, faith, and belief in the truth any longer. And that he may test the hypocrites also, they were told. God tests those harlots of false teaching ones of man-made doctrines, or doctrines of evil, wickedness, no good, and good stiff. Come fight in the cause of Allah, or mean, come preach the word of God, join in the conversion work, and be converted yourself. Or at least drive the enemy from the city and defend yourselves. The city is the God's temple or congregation, so you want to drive out the wickedness that is present there, or the evil that is present there, and cause conversions in it. They said, if we had known how to fight, we should have certainly have followed you. Now, we're drawing back to the day of those of the children of Israel, and they had many wars and many fights. On that day, they were near to disbelief. You can't fight a war expecting God to help you if you're a disbeliever, or if you put lack of trust or faith in him. Disbelief than to faith. Saying with their lips what was not in their hearts. So just speaking off the tongue, man-made thoughts and wisdom. And Allah has full knowledge of all they hide in their hearts, attempting to hide the true decrepitness in their not pure heart, but their evil heart. They are the ones who said about the killed men while they themselves sat at ease. If only they had listened to us, they would not have been killed. Say, hold back death from your own selves if you speak the truth. The truth is a protection to you, as well as money is a protection to you too. But yet God is the greatest protection to you. And if they had put their trust and faith in God, they would not have been killed. Trust, faith, belief in the Lord. Think not of those who are killed in Allah's cause as dead. No, they live by finding their means to live in the presence of the Lord. So they go to heaven, or the life force goes to heaven. So remember this, that you lose with dealing with the Lord. The Lord deals in great things, and things of might or not understanding. And these things, the Lord deals in sacrifice. Well, we say Jesus was the last sacrifice, but you are the last sacrifice, those who are converted, because you put your life on the line to preach the word of God or the message of God. So remember that you are the last sacrifice, but yet the ultimate sacrifice was Yeshua, or your sire, Jesus Christ. They are happy in the grace and plenty of good things from Allah. And in fact, that Allah does not cause the reward of the faithful to be lost. So he remembers the faithful and gives them their reward, like an employer gives you your paycheck for those in the world who are not converted, and even those who are converted. Of those who answer the call of Allah or God, the message, the word being preached to you, Even a prophet, even after being wounded, those who do right and refrain from wrong have a great reward. So even in your injuries for doing right, you still have a great reward, and your life will be blessed with salvation, deliverance, and especially sustenance from the Creator for the good deeds you have done and are doing. Men told them a great army is gathering against you. That is the world of evil against the good. On the day they shall battle it out and frighten them, but it only increased their faith. So the fear also increases the faith. The torment increases the faith, belief, trust in God. The torment that we go through for the message, for the prophecies. And they said, for us, Allah is enough. He is the best one to take care of affairs. God knows all affairs, and God is the only ultimate being or ultimate computer that can compute out the answer or the answer to a riddle or problem that you're having. And they returned with grace and plenty from Allah. No harm even touched them. So harm does not befall us sometime. But yet we put true trust, faith, and believe in God. Satan cannot touch us, or evil cannot touch us. But remember, we are sinful and imperfect, so we stray off. And yet, where it's not straying for the converted, it's like wobbling from side to side because of sin. And Allah is the owner of the greatest bounty. Remember that. It is only the Satan who suggests to you the fear of his own friends and limitations. The limitations of Satan, he wants you to fear him because of these limitations, which he attempts to make great in our governments, in the evil ones or the bad action ones. You do not be afraid of them, but fear me, God, if you have faith. Fear what God can do to you, not what evil can do to you. And let not those people who rush into disbelief make you sad. Do not become saddened by what you see in the world today, because remember, these are the signs and the times, and these things are to take place in order for us to be delivered on Armageddon Day. Not the least harm will they do to Allah. Allah's plan is that he will give them no portion in the hereafter except a severe punishment for those who disbelieve or unbelievers. Cast back with what they came and possibly diseases from sin. Truly, those who purchase unbelief at the price of faith. Not the least harm will they do to Allah. You cannot touch God, nor can evil, nor evil forces. But they will have a grievous punishment. And let not the unbeliever think our delay in punishment to them is good for themselves. Because a delay in punishment does not mean you got away with it or you will not be touched later on. Like we see a lot of people commit murders and they get away with it. And then here it is, they wind up in jail for something else with the time span that they would have gotten for the murder. We grant them the delay that they may grow in their injustice, but they will have a shameful punishment. God gives them enough time to dig a hole for themselves or hang themselves, give them enough rope to hang themselves. Allah will not leave the believers in the state that rich you are now. God causes us to separate from the evil heart and go to the pure heart, or be a part of the pure heart's development. Until he separates what is evil from what is good, God doesn't separate the evil from the good. Nor will Allah disclose to you the secrets of the unseen, knowing what actions he will take in punishing you and things that, etc., along that line. But Allah chooses as his messengers for the purpose of revealing whom he pleases, revealing his message to whom he pleases. But remember, we have a great revealing or revelation in the last days. This will be to all. Even though they may know the scriptures and do not understand it, God will reveal it to them if they pray for the truth like a hidden treasure, and they know this. So believe in Allah and his messenger, and if you believe, be pious to Allah, loyal, and have a great reward without measure. So there's no limit on the greatness that God can deliver for you, or the rewards of heaven. There's no limit to the heavens, heavenly rewards, as I should put it. And let not those who greedily hold back the gifts from Allah, which he has given them, from his grace. So be grateful in what gifts you receive from Allah, and don't not attempt to share it with others. Remember those of the congregation who are needy as well, or impoverished in certain ways, but not spiritually. Think that it is good for them to hold back, nor will be worse for them. You don't want to hold back in doing good. We want to do good because doing good actions is a protection of good actions for us. Good actions, retaliation, protection. Soon shall, but it is through the Creator, because this is who we leave all our burdens and troubles in God's hands alone. Soon shall the things which they greedily withheld will be tied to their necks like a twisted collar. You don't want to hold back the word of God. If you know it, preach it, teach it, speak about it, and live it on the day of judgment. And to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. Allah created them, they're his property, and they will always be. And Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. He knows all your works that you do on a day-to-day basis. Conversion, preaching the word, messenger or a prophet, same thing, preaching the word of God. Truly Allah has heard the unkind remarks of those who say, truly Allah is poor and need and we are rich, but not believing in those people. Even what the dark occult powers they try and use to put in your head through messages from ads and television shows and movies and things like that to make you think that God is poor in need of money to support his people. Do not believe in such foolishness. We should certainly record their word and their act of killing the prophets by defying of right. They don't want to do what's right. They want to kill prophets and messengers to keep the word from converting their fellow friends or brothers that they consider weak or will accept the word of God. We shall say, you taste the penalty of the burning fire, which is those who are on the armed force of evil, of being, causing or doing deceitful things to cause others to lose their trust, faith, and belief in God. This is because of the evil deeds which your hands set on before you, for Allah never harms those who serve him. God doesn't touch his own. He only disciplines his own and corrects his own. But he does not take away his Ruach HaKodesh from them. This is what occurs whenever it speaks about chastisement of fire or judgment. They also said, Allah took our promise not to believe in a messenger of Allah unless he showed us a sacrifice as a sign consumed by fire from heaven. There will be no signs given in the last days. The only thing you have are the prophecies being fulfilled and what is to occur in the last days occurring or being fulfilled. There came to you messengers before me with clear signs. There will be no signs like new prophecies, new messages, new Bibles, new Qurans written that is not to happen or occur in the last days. There came to you messengers before me with clear signs and also with what you asked for. Why did you then kill them if you speak the truth? So the evil ones of the devil speaks a lie. Devil means a slanderer. So he speaks a lie as well as his children in an effort to deceive God's children and to kill them, maim them, and wound them, and to cause wars and things to go uncorrect for the children of God. Then if they reject you, O prophet, other messengers were rejected before you. So those of the previous times were even rejected by the world who came with clear signs, prophecies, and they came with the message. Books, they came with the scrolls or books of scriptures and dark prophecies, things to occur that are not in the liking, especially for the evil, in the book of enlightenment. Every soul shall have a taste of death. Everyone dies. The wages of sin are death. And only on the day of judgment shall you be paid your full due wages for what you have earned. We shall all reap what we sow. And these wood reapings especially are on judgment day as well. Only he who is saved from the fire and admitted to the garden will have obtained the object of life, because the life of this world is only goods and passing objects based upon deception. So you cannot bargain with God. You cannot, women, offer him sex. Men, you cannot offer him sex. You couldn't offer him anything to save your own soul, neither your children or whatever, or money. These things are not going to happen, because God gives justice, and justice shall be served on judgment day. So don't come up with any lame ideas or bright ideas, because they're not going to work with the Creator. You shall certainly be tried and tested in your possession and in your personal selves. You are tested already by the fact that you were put here, so he doesn't have to put tests, challenges, or things like that before you. He may put a challenge that is not a test before you in order to strengthen you up spiritually and uplift you, but not to test you physically and say, I'm going to cause this condition, and I want to see the results or the effect of this condition. And you shall certainly hear much that will cause pain for you from those who receive the book before you and from those who worship many gods. They shall see, but if you work hard, persistently, and patiently, and guard against evil, then that will be a determining factor in all affairs. So we want to stay in guarding against evil and work hard all of the days, because in death there is no work or anything like that. Okay. And it goes to say, whatever is in the heavens and on the earth declares the praise and glory of Allah. For he is the exalted, might, the wise, O you who believe. Believe that he is mighty and wise, therefore your faith and your spiritual development grow even stronger. Why say ye that which ye do not do? Do not tell a lie that you did something if you didn't do it, especially to the Creator. If you don't remember, don't say anything until you do remember. Or just say, I don't remember. Grievous and hateful is it in the sight of Allah, because God knows what you did, and if he wanted you to remember, he would have caused you to remember. Allah, that ye say that which ye do not. Truly Allah loves those who fight in his cause in battle array, and if they were a solid cemented structure. God causes us to become the rock or the helper of the cornerstone of the cornerstone of the building. But here we go here, and let me make sure I got the right place. It says, God give the king your fairness and judgment. So we're talking about the children of Israel back then, their kings and queens, even our presidents today. And thou, the son of kings, with your righteousness, even their own seed, who may become later presidents or kings, so that he can govern your people rightly and your poor with justice. May mountains and hills provide your people with peace or righteousness. May he defend the oppressed among the people. This is a cause for war or physical encounters, to defend the oppressed, like they're enslaving people over in Libya today, blacks, because of the condition and state of the economy. But remember, they killed their leader, and now they're going in chains. So was it a wise decision to kill him or a bad decision? That's up to the individual to make that choice. I have no comment on that. But yet, the reason we fight is for to free the oppressed and the poor and those who are needily and crushed spiritually with stabbing knives in their backs. May they fear you as long as the sun endures. So fear God as long as the sun comes up from sunset to sunrise. As long as the moon, you see the moon and sunset. Through all generations, may he be like rain falling on mown grass. So our faith is what we're thinking about here, our belief and trust. We want it to be as strong as like the grass, receiving the blessings of God and growing from the blessings of God. So we want to grow with the blessings of God and not to shrink or shrink in faith, trust, and belief and turn to the occult or idols or things like that and attempt to worship them. In these days, let the righteous flourish and peace abound. So we want righteousness to flourish and abound. May his empire stretch from sea to sea. We as poor people or as converted people, do we have an empire? No, but may the good that we do spread like the seas, because seas represents people. So that the good we do spread amongst the seas or the world, that we may cause conversions on behalf of Jehovah's name or the Allah's name, or just in the name of God, so that people may stop and do a complete 360 and do good actions, a complete 360. But remember, from evil, wickedness, no good, and good stiff actions. May desert dwellers bow before him, and may his enemies lick the dust. So you want people in bondage to yield to you is what we as converted people want the other parties to do. Yield to us that we do not have to go through torment or hardship in order to get something done or accomplished. The king of Tarshish and the coast will pay him tribute. The king of Shavashav and Esphah will offer gifts. Yes, all kings will prostrate themselves before him. All nations will serve. So the same applies to the righteous. They, even though they may respect that you or have a, they cut you slack, they still will stab you in the back and do so. Not will, they do so. And try and cause you to turn from your life of doing good actions. So, may the king live long. May they give him gold from the land of Sheba. May they pray for him continually. Pray for your brothers and sisters, and pray for those in the world to convert, and pray for your king to stay doing giving justice as he was assigned to that position to do. All right, that is it for my ministries for tonight. Remember, brothers and sisters, you can view the program at Blog Talk Radio, BLOG, Blog Talk Radio. Just go to Good House 1968. And you can view the program there, or Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, Vimeo, and go to Vimeo.com. Let me put that correct. Vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O.com. And you can go to Good House 1968 and listen to the program there. All right. Please remember to please support the ministries by shopping at Good House 1968 for the things that you normally will buy from somewhere else. Support the ministries. The proceeds and funds go to the purchase of Bibles for the Bible students or church needs, things that are needed for you guys because you are the congregation, you are the church. All right, let me close with a word of prayer. Good, I ask that you not enlighten, but give the true wisdom in your way, of the way that I cannot even say or even mention the name, because the name is unknown. We only have the names that are given in different languages, but yet we not know the true word or true. We can't even possibly speak it, because you can't even speak to us without us dying. So let your word, your will be done. As it is in your heavens, do so in our heavens, or in our pure heart, in our pure mind. Do so and let us do good actions and continue to do good actions and to continue to believe in you, Jehovah, Allah, or whatever you shall be called that glorifies you. Let your will be done and let your purity and your conversion completely convert our lives, that we may not stray any longer or divert from your path of righteousness. I praise in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Yeshua, amen, shalom, shalom, amen. All right, brothers and sisters, I am out of here.